Something will eventually go wrong at a wedding. The question is not whether every ceremony will be perfect. The question is whether the Christian wedding minister will respond with wisdom, calmness, truth, and love. A Christian officiant should never panic in public. The officiant may feel pressure inside, but the minister's public presence should communicate steadiness. In a wedding ceremony, people are watching the bride, the groom, and the covenant moment. The officiant should not become the center of the emergency. Let's consider several common wedding problems. First, the ceremony is delayed. The bride is late. The groom is nervous. The photographer is still taking pictures. The venue coordinator is whispering. Guests are waiting. The officiant should not shame anyone. Instead, quietly confirm the new start time, communicate with the key wedding team, and remain calm. If needed, the officiant may step to the front and say something simple. Thank you for your patience. We will begin shortly. No drama, no sarcasm, no jokes at the expense of the bride or groom. Second, the weather changes. Outdoor ceremonies are beautiful, but weather is not sentimental. Wind, rain, heat, cold, mud, and lightning all matter. The officiant should not treat safety as an inconvenience. If the weather creates danger, move the ceremony. If the wind makes papers difficult, use a secured script or digital backup. If the microphone struggles, speak clearly and briefly. Beauty matters, but beauty serves covenant. The goal is not a perfect photograph. The goal is a faithful covenant witness before God. Third, a family member disrupts the moment. Sometimes a parent, sibling, guest, or former relationship creates tension. The officiant should not use the ceremony as a place to correct family systems publicly. If someone interrupts, the officiant should pause, breathe, and allow the designated person, venue staff, church staff, family coordinator, or security if needed, to handle the disruption. The minister's role is not to escalate. The minister's role is to preserve dignity, safety, and covenant clarity. Fourth, the bride or groom is visibly intoxicated or impaired. This is serious. Christian wedding ministers must not ignore consent, clarity, and civil responsibility. If the groom or bride appears unable to make a clear public vow, the officiant should pause before proceeding. This may require a private conversation, consultation with appropriate witnesses, or postponement. Do not make a dangerous or compromised situation sound beautiful with religious words. Coaching may help a couple clarify their vows, but it must never cover over danger, coercion, or unresolved crisis. Fifth, the license is missing or incorrect. Do not pretend. Do not guess. Do not give legal advice. Do not misrepresent what has happened. Verify requirements with the appropriate civil authority. If appropriate, the couple may still have a religious ceremony and complete legal requirements later, but the officiant must be truthful. Christian philosophy helps us here. Marriage is not reducible to paperwork, but the juridical aspect still matters. Vows, consent, witnesses, civil responsibility, and truthful public action are part of the ceremony's integrity. Sixth, someone becomes ill. Stop if needed. Ask for medical help. Pray briefly if appropriate. Do not keep performing when embodied human care is needed. The people present are embodied souls before God, not props in a ceremony. A strong officiant knows when to continue, when to pause, and when to stop. The key response pattern is simple. Stay calm, protect people, tell the truth, preserve dignity, keep covenant central. Do not make yourself the hero. The Christian wedding minister serves Christ, the bride and groom, the gathered witnesses, and the public meaning of Christian marriage. When something goes wrong, your calm leadership may become one of the strongest ministry moments of the day.